China is trying to downplay Google's threat to pull out of the country. That's after Google said it detected a sophisticated attack on the Gmail accounts of some China activists. It's still not clear who's behind it. But China has issues with another kind of online attack. These involve an informal group of internet vigilantes known as the Human Flesh Search Engine. These are netizens, as internet users are called in China. They gang up on someone who they believe has done something wrong. They expose personal details about that person and sometimes go after them offline, often with no justification. The World's Mary Kay Magsad reports from Beijing.
Faceless mobs of Chinese taking justice into their own hands, accusing people of being evildoers, ruining lives. Sound familiar? Well, the teenage Red Guards did all that during the Cultural Revolution. Now, it's an even more faceless mob on the internet. It's the Human Flesh Search Engine.
What Human Flesh Search Engine refers to is cybervigilantism.
Rebecca McKinnon is writing a book about the internet and China.
So, let's say somebody posts in a chat room somewhere or on a blog saying that, oh, I ran into this official and he did XYZ outrageous thing in public and I'm shocked and so on, and here's this picture that I took on my camera phone.
And then others join in, thousands or more, and track down the official's name, address, and phone number. Then the shaming and harassment begin. Supporters of the Human Flesh Search Engine say it's important in a country where the courts don't really work and the media can't report freely to have some way of punishing bad behavior. Zhu Guangbing used to feel this way when he worked for a Chinese website that posted photos of a woman smashing a kitten's head with her stiletto heel. Zhu said after his website posted the photos, netizens went to work and found out who the woman was, where she lived, and where she worked. Within days, she lost her job, as did the TV cameraman who took the photos.
We didn't show any sympathy to them. We thought what we did was a good thing. There was a sense of achievement and a sense of victory.
That was in 2003. Flash forward to 2008, just after the Sichuan earthquake. Zhu Guangbing says he wanted to raise money to build schools in the earthquake zone. So he bought internet domain names that had to do with the earthquake and tried to auction them off. This time, the Human Flesh Search Engine came down on him.
They said I was going to try to keep the money myself and that I just wanted to get famous. And because I posted my phone number, they hounded me day and night, dozens of calls, at home, at the office. I couldn't do my work, so I lost my job. And all because I was trying to do a good thing.
Zhu says he used to think of the Human Flesh Search Engine as a community service. Now he realizes how easy it is to whip up an angry online mob and how much pain it can cause. A couple of summers ago, a movie came out about the Human Flesh Search Engine, based loosely on real cases. It told the story of a man and a woman, both married, who meet online and have an affair. The woman's husband finds out and takes revenge online. The Human Flesh Search Engine kicks in. Soon, the adulterer's identities are revealed online. Both families are harassed. The man gets beaten up in the name of outraged netizens. The woman is kicked out by her husband and eventually commits suicide by jumping off a ferry. This is the scene where the woman's lover is shown a photo of her body, decapitated by the ferry propeller. Her last text message to him, never sent, was, "I'm going to go somewhere without internet, where I can be at peace." The film didn't do so well, because many thought it was far-fetched. They didn't think netizens would get so worked up over some random person having an affair. But similar things have happened, right down to the job losses and death threats. It's been enough of a concern that the National People's Congress has been drafting a personal information protection law, which may be voted on this year. It would make it illegal for most organizations to give out most personal information without that person's permission. A survey in the China Youth Daily found that 98% of respondents want more privacy protection written into law. Meanwhile, Zhu Guangbing is making his own effort. He started an anti-online violence hotline. It has fielded calls from hundreds of victims. It's also received thousands of calls from irate netizens who insist the human flesh search engine is a good thing, an important thing, and only those with something to hide need to fear it. These days, many others do. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.